由2025年四月起，数理将会为10名面临精神健康、滥药同埋其他健康挑战嘅原住民妇女提供综合护理房屋服务。居住喺呢啲单位嘅妇女将会接受以人为本嘅综合护理，并且配合佢哋嘅具体需要，包括基本医疗、精神健康同埋滥药服务、辅导、文化支援，仲有日常生活嘅资源。卫生厅长奥祖儿今日接受本台专访，提到相关计划对于面临相关问题的原住民妇女十分重要，帮助他们在一个安全环境到文化上面的需要和照顾。他提到这10个单位主要是帮助原住民女性，而之后还会有20个单位在素里落成，帮助其他受到相关问题困扰的妇女。计划令到相关妇女得到医疗和辅导服务，帮助他们康复。被问及附近居民的反应，他就说昨日有到访相关房屋，问及到周边居民的反应。负责管理护理房屋的原住民房屋管理协会及飞沙区域原住民友谊中心协会都说，附近的居民对于相关房屋有很好的反应，而且和房屋里面的妇女都有很好的关系。
However, I did visit this place yesterday, and one of the questions that I asked was, you know, how are the neighbors feeling about this?The Aboriginal Housing Management Association and the Fraser Region Aboriginal Friendship Centre Association, the two partners that are delivering this care, have established really good relationships in the neighbourhood.
在省府的网站上面有提到，综合护理房屋有一支特别的照顾小组进驻。奥祖儿表示，照顾小组的职员会24小时全天候支援，而人数会随住有多少妇女需要帮助而有变更。
So the care team varies in size, and there'll be different numbers of people who are present during the day, but there will always be somebody on site with these women.
他重申，散户知道帮助相关人士的需要有几急切，所以会继续兴建相关的房屋，亦都会尽最快的速度兴建。
We're going to continue to build complex care homes across British Columbia because we know there's a real urgency in building a system of care for people, and that's why we're going to continue to work.As quickly as we can with health authorities and with community partners to implement this kind of housing, this very specific kind of housing where it's most needed.
而相关房屋需要更多医护人员。奥祖儿表示，省府会继续招募医护人员，包括可能由其他省份招聘相关的人才。他又补充，可以同不同的机构合作是十分重要，特别是相关支援机构有专门照顾原住民需要的人员，对于相关计划是有很大的帮助。加拿大中文电台记者林莉莉报道。